Ralph ignored Jack's question. He pointed to the touch of yellow above the sea. As long as there's light, we're brave enough. But then, and now that thing squats by the fire as though it didn't want us to be rescued. He was twisting his hands now, unconsciously. His voice rose. So we can't have a signal fire. We're beaten. A point of gold appeared above the sea, and at once all the sky lightened. What about my hunters? Boys armed with sticks. Jack got to his feet. His face was red as he marched away. Piggy put on his one glass and looked at Ralph. Now you done it. You've been rude about his hunters. Oh, shut up. The sound of the inexpertly blown conch interrupted them. As though he were serenading the rising sun, Jack went on blowing till the shelters were astir, and the hunters crept to the platform, and the little ones whimpered as now they so frequently did. Ralph rose obediently, and Piggy and they went to the platform. Talk, said Ralph bitterly. Talk, talk, talk. He took the conch from Jack. This meeting, Jack interrupted him. I called it. If you hadn't called it, I should have. You just blew the conch. Well, isn't that calling it? Oh, take it. Go on. Talk. Ralph thrust the conch into Jack's arms and sat down on the trunk. I've called an assembly, said Jack, because of a lot of things. First, you know now, we've seen the beast. We crawled up. We were only a few feet away. The beast sat up and looked at us. I don't know what it does. We don't even know what it is.
The beast comes out of the sea.
Out of the dark,